those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From theblogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio.
Skewering and fawning over all things television for the Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network.
I'm Bridget.
I'm Qualler.
And our opinions are valid. What are we going to talk about?
Well.
Are we going to talk about Dog with a Blog, or are we going to talk about what we saw tonight on TV?
Well, we can start with Dog with a Blog.
Dog with a Blog. We have a special guest with us tonight. Two special guests, actually.
Yeah.
Their names are Beckett and Nico, and they are our two dogs, and they're here to talk about an upcoming show on the Disney Channel.
Disney Channel.
When is it going to air? Do you know?
This summer.
This summer. It is called Dog with a Blog, so we'll leave it to them.
How do I get a job on the writing staff of Dog with a Blog, Bridget?
I'm not sure.
I guess that's more of a hypothetical.
You have to be a dog!
I thought you said we weren't going to use dog voices.
I don't know what you're talking about dog voices. This is our dogs talking about Dog with a Blog.
I can be a creative consultant on the program.
That's Beckett. Introduce yourselves, guys.
I'm Beckett.
I'm Nico. We're dogs.
I want to watch this program.
Yeah, me too.
Imagine the hijinks the dog with a blog will get into.
Can you imagine? It's like, finally, we have a voice on television.
Yeah, you dogs.
Finally.
I don't know.
What about, like, Homeward Bound and Air Bud?
Milo and Otis?
Yeah, I feel like you guys have...
Never before have we been, you know, like, shown...
Nobody has ever said that we've had a blog before.
Yeah.
I just licked my butthole.
Yeah, me too. But what would I blog about? I would blog about snacks. I like snacks.
Oh, that's good, Nico.
Yeah, and also, I like to find something disgusting outside in the grass and rub my face in it for, like, ever.
What? What could they possibly
like
blog about?
Like, bug, you're, like, dead animals. I guess I'd blog about that.
That would be a pretty interesting blog post.
Like, what would you blog about?
How much I love my mommy. I love her so much.
You're stupid. I wouldn't read that blog.
I would love my mommy so much.
You love everyone.
I love her.
Yeah, but seriously, it's like, finally, like, this is a voice of our generation. Like, is it, or whatever.
What are you...
I forgot what we were talking about, because I'm a dog and I'm really stupid.
Okay, bye, dogs.
Bye-bye!
Why?
So our point is, why would a dog have a blog?
I don't know.
What would they blog about? Dogs are so stupid.
I don't know.
We love dogs. We have two. But they're so stupid and gross. And if they somehow could learn how to type in a human language, it would probably be either total nonsense or, like, things so disgusting that we wouldn't want to read about them.
That's the twist.
That it's, like, a friendly dog, and then when they read, it's, like, all about, like bloodlust.
David Lynchian
smelling
style.
Crotches.
Like, horror dream.
Our dogs
world.
Are, right now, licking each other's eyeballs. I just want to point that out. Is this something that they would blog about? Licking each other's eyeballs?
Probably. Well, you never know. What I want to know is, how does the dog type?
Yeah.
He's going to get a keyboard that's specifically designed
for his paws.
Dog's paws.
Oh, I want to see it so bad.
I can't wait. Thank you, Disney Channel. How can I get on the writing staff? I have an endless supply of dog puns. Dog/blog puns.
Still licking each other's eyeballs.
Waiting
at the
to be...
At the same time, they're licking each other's eyeballs.
It's waiting to be used. I want to be on the writing staff.
Dear Blogosphere, spent 25 minutes licking another dog's eyeballs today. Then I took a nap. Then I walked over to the other side of the room, stood up, and then sat down. Decided after a while I didn't want to sit there, so I stood up again.
Yeah, it would be quite a show. I can't wait for it. So, but what are we really here to talk about?
Is it not dog with a blog?
It's sort of dog with... It's not dog with a blog. I'll be right back. Why don't you...
I'll be right back.
All right. Qualler will be right back as I talk about dog with a blog.
Turn the lights down.
Okay.
Cozy.
Qualler had to neurotically leave mid-podcast to go adjust the lighting so that he could be in just the right mood.
Okay. So, now that we have that out of the way.
That was weird.
I'm sorry.
This is weird.
This is kind of a horrible start to this episode.
Should we start over again?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
They need to hear this.
Really? Why?
The listeners. They need to know. They need to know the truth. I wish I had a good segue out of this, but I don't.
We're going to talk about girls.
And, yes.
We're the show on girls. HBO. Premiered.
Premiered tonight. Tonight, which is, we're recording it on Sunday. You're probably listening to this either Monday night or Tuesday morning, loyal listeners who are all over the place.
Sunday, April 15th.
15th. Yes. I have been, reading a lot about this show.
Yes, he has.
And
he's been selling it for a while.
We talked about Tiny Furniture, the movie that star/writer.
I just have to say really quickly that now our dog has his head stuck in a sweater and he can't figure out how to get out. That would be quite the blog post.
Day 27.
Still trying to get out of the sweater. It's pretty cute. He's pretty desperately trying to dig his way out of the sweater. It's
the wrong way.
That he dug his way into. Oh, maybe? Oh, yay, you did it. Go tweet about it.
Hashtag stuck. Girl. It's a bad idea to have the dogs involved in the podcast.
They've been asking us to do it for a while.
I know.
Now that they saw a dog with a blog, they're mad.
I'm so happy. A TV show about me.
Because we told them that dogs weren't allowed to have blogs.
I know.
So now they know it's false.
So I've been talking about girls for a long time and been trying to sell people on girls for a long time.
Yeah.
I got into an argument with a friend of mine before Girls premiered when I mentioned how Todd Vanderwerf of the AV Club compared it to Louie, and he disagreed with that, and I very vehemently got into it. Probably a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little too much for everybody. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was actually really horrifying. So, really? Qualler said, people have been comparing this show to Louie, and our friend said, oh no, Louie, because he's a big Louie fan. Don't compare it to Louie, and Qualler kind of blew up at the guy. It ended in fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Outside.
Four people were murdered.
Yeah. That's not true.
No, I'm just
let's not say that kind of a thing.
This was the first episode I've seen.
Yeah. And did it live up to your own hype?
It did, actually. Very much so.
I think so, too. I was kind of worried because Qualler was so into it and so vehemently defending it against not really even an attack on it at all. And I was like, now it's not going to be good because Qualler's way overselling it. But it was actually really good. It's one of the better things I've seen in a while.
First of all, I never oversell anything. I never oversell anything that doesn't deserve to be sold at the level it's sold at.
That's the definition of overselling. So you could just have stopped at, I never oversell anything.
Okay, I never oversell anything.
I'm sure that that's not true, but I can't think of what it...
Okay, I challenge you.
You challenge me.
Mm-hmm.
Carnival.
I definitely didn't oversell Carnival.
Well, me and every other viewer would disagree.
Well, every other viewer is wrong about that. Carnival is great.
I see. Okay.
It's a little slow at the beginning, not gonna lie.
And weird.
But very good.
Let's see, what else have you oversold? Remember when you were telling everyone about how great this show Entourage was gonna be?
I did not do that.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Okay, how about Dog with a Blog?
I think you're talking about How to Make It in America.
Yeah, oversold that.
I never I never went too overboard on that show. That was more of a me and
you oversold it.
Okay, whatever.
You know what we can't oversell? Dog with a Blog on the Disney Channel this summer. Watch it with your family. And your dog. Because you're part of
Beckett,
the family.
Now Beckett is putting his paw over my hand so that I can pet him more. Back to girls.
Please let me blog.
No.
Please.
No, Nico. No. Please. No.
Please.
No.
Yes.
No.
Please.
No. No.
Now be quiet so we can talk about girls.
So.
The only show that Qualler's not oversold.
That's maybe true. No, it's not true at all.
I think, well, okay. So you didn't, let's let bygones be bygones and talk about girls.
Let's talk about girls. Lena Dunham, star, writer, director, creator.
Yeah.
That's a lot of titles for...
And get this, she's a woman.
I know, right?
Like our very own little Woody Allen.
That's true. I've read a lot of comparisons to Woody Allen, which only make sense in the context that she also acts in movies she writes, I guess.
And she's
kind of a neurotic,
kind of strange, and she lives in New York, and
right, a completely different point of view in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel like the way that she's dealing with sex is similar to how Woody Allen deals with sex.
Yeah,
in his movies,
somewhat, yeah. I can
very
see that.
Very kind of
matter of fact,
kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but kind of funny. Kind of
right.
Humorous.
Right. I mean, I would say that it's a totally different point of view because it's a female
of her
point of view, obviously.
Vagina, right.
Because of the old vagina.
Totally different.
Irreconcilable. I like to talk about our differences rather than our similarities.
Oh, right.
Like, because we're totally... No, I'm just kidding. I do not like to do that, actually. I pointedly do not like to do that.
I do, because why not?
I know.
Can't we celebrate difference?
I guess.
So... I liked it way better than her movie Tiny Furniture. And
yeah.
I like Tiny Furniture. I would have given that, I don't know, like a B.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked the show Girls way better. I would give it an A for the first episode.
Yeah, I definitely... I really liked Tiny Furniture. I would give it more like a B+, but I would also give the show an A. The pilot.
So it's about girls in their... early to mid-20s,
mm-hmm.
living in New York City,
mm-hmm.
kind of figuring out what they want to do with their life.
Mm-hmm.
Looks
so
like
we were talking about Hannah, who's played by Lena Dunham, and how she's...
Kind of the main character.
Kind of the main character, immediately great screen presence, immediately like very much a character you're rooting for, but can also see the flaws in,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a really cool feature of the show. That is, like, she's somebody who you definitely can relate to, but you can also kind of laugh at because, like...
And also, like, there are moments where she makes you really, like, uncomfortable because you just want to smack her and be like, get it together.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. But then also she's really likable and funny and...
Yes.
Has a lot of witty lines.
She's all those things.
I think it's interesting that there are... That it's... She's essentially the main character, it seems like. It's being set up that way. Very clearly, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she has her friends who are also the girls mm-hmm. of the title of
and
the show.
And she's a writer.
Right, and she's a writer. Should we go through, like, each of the girls?
Sure. So that's
really...
yeah. So she's a writer. She gets cut off by her parents. She's 24.
Played by Michael from Newhart.
Yeah, the
one
not,
of my
not the actor's
TV
name,
memories.
The character's
right,
name.
Peter Scolari.
Uh huh. Wow.
yeah. He was also in
Where
Bosom
do you
Buddies.
Where store all that knowledge?
I don't know. He was a co-star of Bosom Buddies.
Wish you could remember my birthday. I'm kidding. He remembers my birthday.
That's funny.
Did a great job. Man, am I right?
So what were the neat, I can't, so there's Shoshana, who's played by Zosia Mehmet, who is in Mad Men, who is, Peggy's friend.
Mm-hmm.
Who's actually in the
Does she work for Time in Mad Men?
I believe so. She was not in
She's a photographer.
Not in this week's episode, but the week before, the mystery date episode, she showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she had one of my favorite scenes in the pilot where she was very pointedly, not very pointedly, but talking about what her favorite character from Sex and the City was.
And they're clearly making fun of
Although, from what I've read, is Lena Dunham herself is a very big fan of Sex and the City. And as Alan Sepinwall pointed out, that scene might have come out more kind of snarky toward Sex and the City than they intended it to.
Hmm.
Although I think it kind of works both. I mean, you could see it as
You could
like
be
a
fan
tribute.
Of Sex and the City and also be snarky towards it.
That's very true. Yeah, that's true.
That's what I mean, so... Also,
we don't really
I feel like it was also a little, hey, everyone, this is not Sex in the City part two.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was the best part of
so
that
the
scene.
So the scene that we're kind of talking about is that there's a poster in that character's bedroom, and she her British cousin, who is the actress from Tiny Furniture as well.
We're
being bombarded by dogs still. They're just
dogs
jumping
are
all over this.
Attacking us in a very, like, piranha jumping out of the cage or tank.
Cage, tank.
I don't know, whatever yeah. they. Whatever piranhas swim in. Yeah, so Shoshana has a Sex and the City poster
on the wall of her bedroom, and her cousin, her British cousin, has just arrived and was asking her if she liked Sex and the City, and she said, oh, I've never. I don't remember. She didn't know that it was
a
show.
Television.
Yeah, and she just, like, kind of rambled like an idiot for a few minutes about which character she thought she was, and it was pretty hilarious. So
it was
very kind of very tongue-in-cheek.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think it's brave for HBO to do that with one of its own shows.
Yes. It's kind of, it's if you think of it as, if it's a show that's one of the first shows that I can think of that is truly kind of from our generation, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
Of artists. It's kind of it's one of the very first shows that I can think of that has kind of a Generation Y worldview or whatever.
Yeah? More than Entourage?
Entourage is...
I'm kidding.
Shut up. So it's kind of... What am I trying to say here?
I don't know.
Snarky? No. It's
both loves something and likes it ironically at the same time.
No.
That's what I felt about the Sex and the City scene.
Yeah.
Which is maybe unique to our generation.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I'll leave it at that because
okay.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Is that our generation? We're 20 closer... I guess we're closer to 24 than we are to... What?
Than, like, 50. which is, like, everything.
Or 40.
Yeah. I know. Like, it's like, everything is, like... Even, like, Breaking Bad. Come on. They're, like, 45.
Who's they?
Vince Gilligan.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all people with midlife crises.
Yeah, man, they don't know us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like. And
yeah.
even, like, Mad Men, it's like, yeah, but come on. You're not... You're still in the 60s.
What?
Man.
Yeah, man,
young.
You don't know us.
you don't know me,
You
man.
Don't know my life. Only Andy Cohen knows me.
Yeah. Only Andy Cohen knows me.
Yeah. So that's a character, Shoshana, who wasn't much in this episode, but hopefully will be more involved as the show goes on.
Yes.
There's her roommate. What's Hannah's roommate?
Yeah.
Who seems like more responsible and kind of has a job and boyfriend. And
kind of if she's a type, she's like the stuck up, not stuck up, but
the Charlotte.
A little stuck up. Kind of the Charlotte.
Sure.
I was actually thinking that during the show.
And Hannah's also, like Carrie Bradshaw, a writer.
Right.
Unlike the, Sex and the City TV show, this one is actually created and written and directed by a woman, so.
Right. And there are no puns, which is a good
Not
thing.
So far. No puns.
Jessa
or a narrator.
Character named, played by...
Jemima Kirk.
And Marnie is her friend, played by Allison Williams. Who is Brian Williams, the newscaster's daughter?
Wow.
And once you find that out, you can never unsee Brian Williams' face.
Yeah, now I'm... Wow.
So, there you go.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Hey, Brian
Heterosexual
Williams.
Heterosexual men who watch the show.
Dress.
You're all exactly. welcome.
Also, like, heterosexual men who watch the show who, like, watch it if for some stupid reason the only reason they watch it is, like, for this particular character who's, like, attractive,
mm-hmm.
and then they will always have to picture Brian Williams chasing them down with a shotgun.
Yeah. Wait, what? No. Oh, I see. I see what she's saying. Because that's what dads do.
Right, right.
So that's Allison Williams, Marnie. She is Hannah's roommate, has a boyfriend and job and a little more responsible. And then there's the British one, the Jemima.
Jessa. On the show.
So I think those are four kind of going to be the main characters, but this was a mostly Hannah-centric episode with some Marnie, a little bit of Jessa, and just a tiny bit of Shoshana.
Yeah. What do you think of the parents, first of all, and then kind of...
And what, honey?
You can do it. I don't know. I'm having a lot of brain farts tonight.
Apparently. The parents, I thought the scene where... by the way, spoilers? Are we supposed to say that? Are we going to do spoilers? Or we haven't really spoiled anything
about,
so far.
We can
far,
talk
but...
about the episode, what we thought of it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can.
Well, the scene where her parents spoilers. Are cutting her off financially was a really awesome scene.
Yeah.
I thought the chemistry between... her parents, and then the chemistry between Hannah and her parents was just all pretty spot on and terrific. It was just really funny.
It was funny.
Like, oh. a nice mix of, like, believable and funny and sharp.
And that's kind of the scene, one of the scenes that I did see the Louis comparisons, because it's at once very, very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other...
And kind of sad.
And sad. And on the other... And, like, you just want to, like, smack the protagonist. But then you also totally understand, and it's also really funny.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see the Louis comparisons.
I can see, how that might happen.
What do you think of, like...
I don't know that it'll be as good as Louis yet, but... I mean,
well,
that's just hard to say, but...
Well, you know, I think it has a better pilot than Louis had.
I don't remember Louis's pilot.
I don't really either. I think...
Maybe that's the point.
Well, and Louis' second season is fantastic, and its first season was also great, but not quite as great as the second season. So, yeah. Who knows? What did you think of the kind of almost, I would say, kind of graphic sexual frankness of the show?
It, like, made me kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because there are parts of it that were funny, but it was also, like, sad, and, like...
Right. I think you and our friend Jacqueline, who we watched it with, both asked me to tweet at Hannah...
The character.
The character, not Lena
Dunham. And tell her that she deserves better.
Yeah. Then the guy who tells her to... Who she's having a serious, like, a conversation with about her life, and then he's like, hey... I know what I can do. I can, like, fuck you from behind.
He doesn't say that.
I know,
but it's what happens.
That's what he does.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And
dating.
He's dating, man. And he does woodworking. And this is what I...
That character...
Chris and I in college, I'm just saying, there were always guys like the guys on the show who you girls dated, and we were always like, we're the nice guys. Why are you dating these jerks?
And Nico's in a laundry basket now.
I feel
because
like
we're not paying enough attention to how adorable
dog,
she is.
Dog with a blog is kind of... Now she's pulling a sock.
Dear blogosphere, today I spent 25 minutes in a pile of dirty laundry before they discovered me. I chewed on some socks. It was great.
Okay.
Then I found some underwear, which smelled of crotch.
Stop.
I like to lick that because I like that smell, just like I like all bad... smelling and dead things, and then
okay,
I thought
Nico,
about blood,
stop.
Which
Nico,
I love because I want to make
Nico,
a kill
stop.
Because I need to hunt.
Nico.
I need to hunt.
Nico.
I'm sorry. I love you. Scratch my belly. You scratch my back.
Okay.
See how disgusting it would be if dogs had blogs? They're disgusting.
I am starting to rethink my...
They're disgusting creatures.
My support of dog with a blog.
No, we'll still support it. I'm just saying it would be disgusting. Just like if Clifford, the big red dog, were actually a big red dog, it would be a horrific disaster.
Speaking of Louis C.K. references.
Well, I've always thought that, though.
Yeah.
And he didn't talk about it being a horrific... I mean, okay, sorry. So
that dog is so... Look at that dog. Look at how big that dog is.
It would be, like, because dogs aren't smart enough. He wouldn't know how big he was, and he wouldn't know that you were people. He would just eat you by accident or on purpose, because dogs eat everything.
Let's stop talking about dogs, please.
Okay.
Okay, get back to the dog.
Wow, controlling me, just like the men are trying to control Hannah.
Right. Back to my point is that...
Back to your point. Guys are jerks.
Yeah.
And you're so much better.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe you're missing the point of the show.
I don't think I am.
All right. Yeah, there's a moment where she goes over to a guy's house and they're friends with benefits, it seems like, and she was like, aren't you like an actor? And they're talking about their career choices, and he was like, well, I'm really into woodworking. It's just more authentic. Is that what he says?
More honest.
More honest. And I was just like, yes, brilliant.
And also, like, the fact that she confided in him that she's been supported by her parents, and he said, oh, I don't get supported by my parents. I get supported by my grandma, though.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the difference, douche?
Yeah.
And then it's like, ugh, man. It just... Part of the show just made me feel like, kids, get a job, you know?
Right, because we're old.
Even though I also, like, totally understand their point of view, but I'm also like, grow up, kids!
And I think the show is supposed to be like that. I mean, I think, again, it's that, like, sympathetic, but also kind of poking fun at itself.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even when she was talking to her parents, and she was like, do you know how crazy the economy is?
Right.
I mean, like... It's funny.
It's true.
It's funny, even though it's also true. It's true, and so there's the Louis, maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, are we gonna keep watching Girls?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Very excited to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely HBO's best comedy in a really long time.
Yeah,
I can't think of
There's an episode of Eastbound and Down on tonight, and no, I have not been watching Eastbound and Down. I only saw the first half of the first season.
It was the series finale we actually watched.
It was the series finale, and I just was like, I don't get this. I don't get this shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know who these people are. It's like too, like, random, weird.
Well, I
don't
think
know.
A show like Eastbound and Down has a very specific
voice.
And it's, yeah. It's not a show that is as universal as I think Girls is. And even, I think, like, the last slate of shows on HBO, the new comedies that were recently canceled, I think Bored to Death and Hung and How to Make in America, none of those shows really did much for me, honestly.
I thought you loved How to Make It in America.
I never loved How to Make It in America.
You talked about it an awful lot.
I talked about how this is a... I believe my actual description was, this show isn't so bad, even though it's about jeans. Which is about as true as you can get. It was never a great show. It was an enjoyable, okay show.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Bored to Death was... I never got into Bored to Death.
I was bored to death.
Exactly. Yeah. For a show that featured Zach Galifianakis, Jason Schwartzman, and Ted Danson, it was pretty boring and pretty not good.
I liked Hung at first a little bit.
Yeah.
I liked Bored to Death at first a little bit, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But...
Yeah, I'll definitely keep watching it.
I'm trying to rack my brain for HBO comedies. Extras, I guess. Although, I don't call that, like, a purely HBO...
Well, no, because
of BBC also. I guess you have to go all the way back to Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, what do you mean all the way back? That's still airing now.
I know, but, I mean, that's premiered in, like, 2001.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So it's been almost 11 years since a show, an HBO comedy, has premiered and been this good.
Yeah.
That is some powerful shit.
Beckett, the dog, is now nibbling on my knees.
That's pretty cute.
Weird
so,
stuff.
Should we talk about...
It's not cute, it's weird, and I bet he would blog about it, and I bet it would be gross.
Probably would.
Because I don't want to know what his motivation was for coming over and nibbling on my knee just now.
Day 147. Tried nibbling on mommy. Couldn't find any milk.
Go!
We'll try again tomorrow.
Becky, are you done with
actually
your
really
are you done with your computer yet? Because I need you to go online and blog.
I
need
to get
in my daily mile.
It's funny. Should we talk about Game of Thrones?
It's the same. It's good.
Yeah.
Old stuff.
Not just for nerds.
Not just for nerds. Kind of confusing when you don't know all the characters. We're watching it with a couple of old fans and a couple of newbies, and it's you realize just how like convoluted all the stuff is that's happening when you're trying to explain what's going on to someone who hasn't seen Game of Thrones before.
Were you able to follow it?
I was.
So you're talking,
you're talking about
explaining to somebody
who hasn't seen the first season and who does like. Because there's a lot of different kinds of characters
I think that's a testament to how well the show is
able to...
I'm not
saying it as criticism of the show.
No, I know.
A lot
of
stuff.
I'm just saying that it's a testament to the show that you can't just jump into it, but that if you start from the beginning, it's very... easy to follow.
I don't know. There's still a couple times when I'm not sure who the characters are.
Yeah.
But then I kind of figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tyrion Lannister is just continuing to be, like...
total badass.
More and more badass.
Cool guy.
I'm glad that Arya got way more screen time in this week's episode than in the first two. I'm scared about Sansa. What's going to happen with her.
Yeah. I will say that this episode, the third episode of the season, was really hard for me to watch in a room full of people who've never read the books.
Yes, we had to shush you a lot. And he made a lot of kind of noises.
Yeah. I just... The only word I can say is foreshadowing.
Yep.
Foreshadowing.
So it's building to something good.
And
there was no Daenerys in this episode, and there was no Joffrey.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. So where is Joffrey at?
Because
there were scenes with, like, Joffrey's family.
Budget-cutting land.
Oh.
As is Daenerys, I'm guessing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can't service them all if they have a million characters all the time.
There's a pretty funny SNL sketch on this weekend about, HBO's Game of Thrones, and that it's George R.R. Martin and a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And that's why there are boobs. So
that
many
was
boobs.
Funny.
It was funny. It didn't sound that funny when you say it like that, but it was pretty funny.
It was real funny.
There were some good boobs tonight.
Yeah, Marjorie Tyrell has a nice rack.
Which one is that?
That's Renly's wife.
Oh, and she was very understanding.
She was very understanding.
So was she in, The Tudors?
The Tudors? I will look that up right now, my lord.
Fact checker?
Check it out, fact checker.
Because she looked like the woman who played Anne Boleyn in The Tudors.
Was she naked in The Tudors, too?
I don't recall.
You don't remember the important parts.
No, I guess not.
Do you? What is Dead May Never Die is the episode title.
There's a really good talk about power being where men think the power is.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that little speech.
Talking about Tyrion. Varys.
That's the eunuch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else happened in this episode that I really liked? I really like the fat, nice guy being friends with the girl who's by the wall, something. See, there's a character
Samwell.
That I don't totally understand, like, that maybe reading the book would help it make it a little clearer.
Samwell Tarlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
So how did they find him, the wall people?
He was sent to the wall because his father didn't think that he could be a true warrior. That was all explained in the first season.
No, I don't know. I know why he is at the wall. I mean, why are they at that guy's house with all his daughter and wives? Yeah.
Because that's a guy who lives there. Hmm. I mean, there isn't, like, a reason, really. I'm not gonna lie. I often visit the wiki of Fire and Ice webpage, too. Even as I'm reading the books. Because it's handy, because I forget, like, who's who.
See, I told you, so there's lots of stuff to keep straight.
I know, even reading the books.
The tutors!
That is true. Natalie.
I was right.
Marjorie Tyrell is played by Natalie Dormer, who is an English actress, best known for her roles as Victoria in Casanova, and as the ill-fated Queen Anne Boleyn in The Tudors.
Look at me! I called it.
Good job. You're a Tudors expert, Bridget.
Well, I did watch 2 seasons on Netflix in about 4 days.
You watched, like, the entire series.
Only the first 2 seasons. That's all that was up at the time.
Oh, really?
It was still a lot.
Yeah.
Netflix, by the way, is a good place to watch some of these things, like The Tudors.
It certainly is. And to get a little product placement on you, Netflix is one of our wonderful sponsors. You can go to bit.ly/blogflix and sign up for a free 2-week trial of Netflix and check it out yourself. And every time you do that, anytime you do that, you will also support independent netcasting like our show. So
see Natalie Dormer's early works on The Tudors.
Thank you. I'm actually looking at... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see all of Natalie Dormer's glory in The Tudors.
Because she dies, and that's where I stopped watching it. Well, because, spoiler alert, Anne Boleyn dies.
Yeah. You do a really good impression of Jonathan Rhys Meyers, though.
I do, but it's a visual impression, so I can't do it for the listeners.
I know. Imagine somebody looking at you very intensely with an arm hanging over.
And I'm, like, kind of slumped in a chair.
And kind of slumped.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad, but also kind of turned on.
Right.
That's
right.
What he looks like.
Exactly.
What else do we want to say about Game of Thrones?
They're building to some really interesting stuff. What, do you want to play a Game of Thrones game?
Okay.
Okay. I want you to make 3 predictions for the rest of the season.
3 predictions for the rest of the season?
Yeah.
Okay, didn't I already do this?
Well, we're doing it again.
Okay. I predict that Rob will die.
Okay.
I predict that Joffrey will die.
Okay.
And I predict that Daenerys will be the king.
Okay.
I predict that when the season ends, Daenerys will be on top in terms of power. Somehow.
Okay.
And her dragons will be big.
Okay.
And Joffrey will be dead at the hands of Sansa.
Okay.
And Rob will be dead at the hands of...
Wait.
Joffrey.
Okay.
So Joffrey will kill Rob, and then Sansa will somehow kill Joffrey.
Hmm. Alright.
Your reaction makes me think I'm incorrect, but I don't care. That's what I'm sticking with.
It could be. It could happen.
Yeah, you're good at this game.
It could happen.
Should we wrap
it
up?
Anything could happen. Yeah, I guess that's all we have to say about TV this week.
Yeah, that sounded really defeated.
I guess it
did. Yes, we're done.
You may have noticed our webpage that we talk about, theblogulator.com, has undergone a bit of a makeover.
Mm.
We are now a 100% TV blog.
All TV all the time.
All TV all the time. We have some new writers. We have Chris Castro, or at Sarcastro, writing for us. He's awesome, and we love having him there. We have noted young adult author Anna Jarzab on our staff, whose book you should definitely read, All in Quiet Things, which is fantastic, and they need to make a movie out of that.
Or a TV series.
Or a TV series, either one.
You hear that? ABC, HBO?
ABC Family.
ABC Family?
Yeah, fuck yeah, why not?
I want you to be on HBO so it can be really dark and
yeah.
have a budget of $5 million per episode.
Yeah, sorry, HBO, not ABC Family. Because yeah. then it would be ruined by Brenda Hampton of Secret Life.
And... Okay, now let's leave her alone. She does as well as she can.
That's true.
For an 87-year-old woman.
That's very true. We don't really know if she's 87.
No, we suspect she's not.
Probably not. So, yeah, we have new writers, and we talk about TV, and we update it every day of the work week. So please do check it out. And
TheBloggulator.com.
TheBloggulator.com. And thanks again to the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network, who is lovingly enough to host us every week. And again, thanks to Netflix for always sponsoring us. And
thanks to all of our fans.
And thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And if you haven't checked out Girls, I would give it a whirl. Whirly-do. And if you're not on the Game of Thrones bandwagon yet, then, well, you really should
you
be.
You should be.
Watch season one before you watch season two.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Definitely.
Best 10 hours of my life.
Definitely. So, from all of us at TheBloggulator.com, thank you, and...
Our opinions are valid. Can I use your computer now to sign off?
Yes, you can have your stupid blog now.
Your blog.